This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Chhat festival concludes today after worshipping the rising sun. President Ramchandra Podel offered worship. 5 people lost lives and 6 others sustained injuries in an accident in Chitwan this morning. And U.S. President-elect Donald Trump makes his first White House appointment. Now the news in detail. The 4-day-long Chhat festival has concluded today by worshipping and making offerings to the rising sun this morning. The Chhat festival, observed as common cultural symbol of the Tarai, is celebrated as per religious tradition and much fanfare. The festival is dedicated to the sun god with offerings made to the rising and setting sun. The sun, considered as the god of energy and of the life force, is worshipped during the Chhat festival to promote well-being and prosperity and progress. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podel, accompanied by First Lady Sabita Podel, also offered worship to the goddesses Chhati Mata on the occasion of Chhat festival yesterday. President Podel reached the Chhat Puja sites in Gauri Ghat and Kamal Pokhari of Kathmandu yesterday afternoon and made offerings to Chhati Mata. 5 people lost their lives and 6 others sustained injuries in an accident that occurred this morning at Satra Kilo along the Narayanganj Munglings Road section. According to the police spokesperson at the district police office, Pace Raj Rizal, an electric vehicle heading to Narayanganj from Mugling collided with a bus heading in the opposite direction at 3 a.m. today. The injured are undergoing treatment at different health centers in Chitwan. The Tribhuvan International Airport, TIA, is set to remain closed for 10 hours from today due to the extension work of the runway. The TIA will be closed for 10 hours daily for 5 months from today. According to the information shared by the TIA office, the airport will be closed from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m., mentioning that this time period has been assigned to minimize disruption to the tourist season. A notice from the office stated that the airport will operate only 14 hours a day from the 8th of November today till the 31st of March 2025. Nepal's preparation for the 29th UN Conference of the Parties on Climate Change, COP29, scheduled to take place at Baku of Azerbaijan from the 11th to 22nd November, has reached final phase. The Ministry of Forest and Environment says necessary homework has been completed for the same. A team comprising ministry's 3 joint secretaries and experts has already reached Baku a week back to participate in different meetings scheduled on the eve of the conference and to carry out the necessary preparation. The ministry has determined priority of agenda to make its presence strong in the conference. Forest and Environment Minister N. Bahadur Shahi Thakuri shared that mainly climate adaptation, loss and damage, climate finance, technology transfer and development, and capacity development would be raised with priority in the conference. Especially issues of loss and damage, mountain region and climate finance have been kept in top priority in the national status paper. Nepal is participating in the COP29 under the leadership of President Ramchandra Podel. He is scheduled to address World Leaders Climate Action Summit. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ramnath Adhikari left for Mexico to participate in various programs to be organized by the International Maize and Wheat Improvement Center. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development said the Agriculture Minister Adhikari will attend bilateral and multilateral meetings on the promotion of wheat and maize crops in the programs in Mexico. The plan of research and development activities and joint programs would be prepared through discussions as per the 10-year agreement between the Government of Nepal and International Maize and Wheat Improvement Center. Minister Adhikari will also hold meetings with agriculture officials of Mexico and the International Maize and Wheat Improvement Center. The government has accelerated the campaign to make Nepal a street-free, street-children-free nation. A cabinet meeting held on the 15th of July had decided to make Nepal a street children-free country by the end of current fiscal year 2024-25. The Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizen has been rescuing children, street children and rehabilitating, protecting and taking care of them with high priority. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizen Nabal Kishore Saraswathi shared that the activities are underway through the National Child Rights Council. The Tenzing Hillary Airport in Lukla witnessed a record number of flights taking place yesterday. According to the information shared by the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal CAN in Lukla, there were a total of 184 flights by helicopters and aircraft at the airport, of which 152 flights were made by helicopters and 23 flights by aircraft of different airlines. According to Umesh Panthi, head of the CAN office in Lukla, the improved weather has led to a significant number of flights to the gateway of Mount Everest. A total of 532 tourists, including 396 foreigners and 136 Nepalis, landed in Lukla yesterday by air. Likewise, 462 tourists left Lukla. The president of the Everest Pollution Control Committee, Lamakaji Sherpa, delightedly shared that the number of tourists coming to the Everest region is increasing. The Chilimet-Trisuli 220 kV transmission line has come into operation. The 28-kilometer transmission line starts at Chilimet substation at Tambuche, Amachodingmo rural municipality of Raswa, and ends at Trisuli substation at Parebesi, Kispang rural municipality of Nuwakot. With a transmitting capacity of about 1200 megawatts of electricity, the Chilimet-Trisuli 220 kV transmission line will transmit the power produced by the hydropower projects built and under construction on the Trisuli River and its tributaries into the national grid. The project was completed with investments from the Government of Nepal and a grant from the German Development Bank KfW, including a concessional loan from the European Investment Bank EIB. A total of 76 towers have been constructed for the 28-kilometer transmission line. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has made his first key White House appointment. According to the BBC, the president-elect has appointed Susie Wiles as his chief of staff. Wiles was the senior advisor to the Trump election campaign. Earlier, President-elect Trump has shared that there is no choice but to carry out a plan to deport people living in the U.S. illegally. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden has vowed a peaceful and orderly transition as he paid tribute to his vice president's inspiring campaign. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Traces to light rain are likely to occur at one or two places of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudar Paschim province. At present, there is a partial influence of western wind and local air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chhat festival concludes today after worshipping the rising sun. President Ramchandra Podel offered worship. 5 people lost lives and 6 others sustained injuries in an accident in Chitwan this morning. And U.S. President-elect Donald Trump makes his first White House appointment. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.